Father God, we thank you for everything you've been doing so far. We just ask that you will continue to bless us now. In your awesome name. Amen. If you'd like to take your seats for a minute, Emma's just going to share a word.
Evening, everybody. When we were singing that song, I just got the words lullaby, which doesn't really sound like a lullaby, does it, to send you to sleep. But just that sense that I feel there might be folk here that really suffering with insomnia or lack of sleep or not being able to sleep. And this song talks about Jesus having the victory, about forever, he is king forever, reigning over everything. So he reigns over light and dark, night and day. He is king forever over everything. So before we leave this evening, I'd love to pray with anyone who's struggling with sleep in any form. It's quite likelihood that somebody is here because it's one of those things. But just to declare that God is your God in the darkness and the light, in the night and the day, and he wants to sing his lullaby over you and that he has the victory.
Thank you. We're just going to spend a moment on a reflection I feel like God gave us, and then we're going to pray through it quickly. Oh, I've got to do that. I forget it's not my iPad. Brilliant. So in the run-up to Christmas, just as actually Ed said himself in one of the messages to us, I didn't really want to go away from Christmas having heard the same things and not being changed by them. I wanted to hear something afresh, and tonight as I was preparing for this service, the word family came to mind. I really enjoy my life at university in Durham, and I'm really happy there, but there is something special about coming back to see and spend time with my family and friends this holiday. The Christmas story is all about God taking on human flesh, and he didn't just appear to take on a body. He didn't just become partly human, and he didn't become human and give up being God. In the baby Jesus, God took on human flesh and he embraced it. He had a human family and he spent time with them. He laughed and ate with other people too, his disciples and those whom he called friends. In the passage I read earlier, John 1, it says he came and called us to be children of God. Each of us has been embraced as God's child when we accept Jesus as our Saviour. And at this point, the images of God in human flesh, eating a family meal, partying with his friends in Cana, and calling people to be his family, they come flooding into my mind. And they make this truth that we are children of God, very down to earth and tangible. We've all been called together as family, and as Paul says in Ephesians, the walls between us have broken down. Our one Saviour unites us, and his Holy Spirit enables us to grow together as community. We so often look forward to the eternal life, the new creation. But we've got something of that now. God has brought us together as a family, and that is a taste of what he's going to do. It's already begun. And this is the incredible Christian claim and witness of God to the world. And this might not sound like a particularly new idea to you, and I know that we've talked about this sort of thing in battle recently in the last couple of years, but it's a profound thought, and it's a serious one. Our life as a family is a witness to the world and a part of God's kingdom that has already broken in ahead of the new creation. If you know the passage, then that's exactly what John 17 is all about. Family is therefore something of God's vision that we can already begin to embrace and enjoy and work hard for. Because we all know that family relationships aren't always easy. Jesus, God in flesh, spent time eating and drinking and walking and talking with his friends and family. He fought for it too. That's the image I want to live out this year, and it's what this world needs. And I wonder whether, as we set out into 2019... that this is a challenge that we will seriously and time-consumingly develop this year. So let's just spend a moment of prayer in that. Lord, we thank you for the love that you have first shown us, the love which embraces us and changes us. It is a love which calls us to love one another and binds us as church family. Help us to give love and receive it this year, that we might rely on one another to grow to be more like your vision for us. And let's just call to our minds anybody who might come to our mind or any situations in our lives just as we pray about that. And King of the world, we ask that you would move us to be a family in new and deeper ways. May we, in our unity and love and fellowship, be a witness to battle that you are real and faithful. The world needs your vision of community and love. And we ask that we, as the worldwide body of Christ, would be that witness and community for the world. Heal our divisions, we pray. And we pray for this nation also, where there are divisions. Brexit rages on, and it is a serious problem. But we pray that that conflict would die down, our nation would work together to find the right solution, and that we would not turn in on ourselves, but embrace one another. That's your vision. If there are any things at this point that come to mind again, bring them to God. Any divisions, any conflicts, personal or for this world. We thank you for all that you do and that you hold us in your hands, and we give this to you now as we begin to worship you again. Amen. Again, don't go away if God's been moving in you, if you've got something to bring before him this evening. Don't go away without prayer. If Emma's word applies to you, please get prayer. Mark's at the front. Grab someone around you. And if you get a word or a picture, then please do come up. We're going to spend more time in worship now. Oh, and Ed.
Emma's picture just reminded me of something that I'd really like us just to pray together corporately about. I hope many of you will know Carol Thorpe. She's a member of the church. She comes in the morning. You may not recognise. She often walks with a crutch. Discovered today, I've just spoken to her about an hour and a half ago. She's been diagnosed with bowel cancer. There's been ongoing kind of investigations recently, but the reason I want us to pray particularly, I obviously want to pray for her healing, but she slept this afternoon, so she probably won't sleep this evening, and I think it would be good if we could pray that she would have a really great sound night's sleep. She's got to go for tests tomorrow, have some blood tests. She's also very low in iron at the moment, and there's a whole complications with the antibiotics she's been on that has worsened that, but particularly got some blood tests tomorrow, which hopefully will then have the results for Wednesday. So, but if we could just pray now and just lift Carol to the Lord. If you don't know who she is, that doesn't matter. You can still ask that God will heal her, that God will give her a good night's sleep. And as I prayed with her earlier, that the practicalities of this week will work their way out in terms of the blood tests and all those sort of things. However much they're seemingly very minuscule and earthly things, actually they can have a big impact for her and just the way things progress. So maybe we could just raise our voices together and pray for Carol now, and then I'll pray in a moment.
Yeah, dear Lord, we lift Carol up to you, Lord. We pray for your healing